I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Ferret Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here is today's news. Just a reminder, if you were summoned to appear in Independence on Monday, June 23rd, 2025, this panel is still moving forward and you do need to appear. Well, let's talk Caltrans. They're having construction updates on the Rock Creek pavement at Tom's Place. Here's what you need to know. The Tom's Place intersection will experience brief intermittent closures over the next 2 weeks while crews rehabilitate the pavement. Drivers may encounter brief closures of travel lanes through Tom's Place intersection of U.S. 395 in Mono County as construction continues on the Rock Creek pavement project. Crews are currently working through the project area, rehabilitating the pavement ahead of the application of a hot mix asphalt scheduled to start in early July. To accommodate the work, construction crews will briefly close individual lanes of traffic through the Tom's Place intersection until July 2nd. These closures may impact the northbound, southbound travel lanes on U.S. 395, the turn lanes through the intersection, and access to or from highway from Upper Rock Creek Road and Owens Gorge Road. These individual lane closures may result in 20-minute delays. During closures of the intersection, there will be traffic control measures directing drivers to temporary detours at South Landing Road or Lower Rock Creek Road. Construction on the project will pause over Independence Day weekend. When work resumes, crews will apply hot mix asphalt through the project area, which will require additional brief closures. Here's a look at the schedule for the project through the end of July. Yesterday, June 19th through July 2nd, crews rehabilitate the highway using a full-depth reclamation of the current pavement, temporary closures where work is happening. July 2nd through the 6th, Independence Day has a work pause. Then July 7th through July 23rd, hot mix asphalt applied to the highway, temporary closures where work is happening. Late July, Owens Gorge Road and Upper Rock Creek Road at U.S. 395 will be repaved. Caltrans reminds all drivers that work schedules are subject to change due to the traffic incidents, weather, availability of equipment or materials, or any construction-related issue. Now let's talk new traffic updates happening in our county. Inyo County, West Line Street utility work on State Route 168, which is West Line Street from Tusu Lane to Pioneer Lane. Utility crews will pull fiber optic cable over the roadway Monday and Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. There'll be one-way traffic control and drivers may experience up to a 10-minute delay. Bishop Creek utility work on State Route 168 West at South Lake Road near Aspendale. Utility crews will work in the shoulder on Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. There'll be one-way traffic control and drivers may experience 10-minute delays. Now moving up the hill to Mono County. In Bridgeport, reservoir utility work on State Route 182 from U.S. 395 to Ramp Road near Bridgeport. Utility crews will replace poles on Friday from 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. There'll be one-way traffic control and drivers may experience 10-minute delays. Mammoth Lakes paving crack sealing on State Route 203 from Old Mammoth Road to Mammoth Creek Road. Crews will seal pavement cracks on the westbound lanes Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. There'll be intermittent lane closures and drivers may experience brief delays. Casa Diablo vegetation monitoring on U.S. 395 at State Route 203. Caltrans biology crews will monitor vegetation in a restoration area on Monday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Well, let's go to what's happening this weekend. Don't forget that tomorrow in Lone Pine is the third annual health and community fair down at Southern Inyo Healthcare District, which is the Southern Inyo Hospital down there. They're going to help you stay healthy every day. They've got live entertainment for all ages, music from the band Total Recall, food trucks and vendors, free blood pressure and glucose testing, these raffles, must be 18 years or older, accompanied by an adult. Tons of giveaways. Oh my goodness, the giveaways on this sheet. Well, you can see them out on Facebook. Go to our Sierra Wave Media page, or I'm sure you can find it also at Southern Inyo Healthcare District's Facebook media page. Well, this weekend at the movie theaters is being held over as How to Train Your Dragon, rated PG, 1 hour and 56 minutes long. It's got an 8.1 on IMDb. On the rugged isle of Berk, a Viking boy named Hiccup defies centuries of tradition by befriending a dragon named Toothless. However, when an ancient threat emerges that endangers both species, Hiccup's friendship with Toothless becomes the key to forging a new future. Together, they must navigate a delicate path towards peace, soaring beyond the boundaries of their worlds, and redefining what it means to be a hero and a leader. New this week is Elio, rated PG. It is 1 hour and 39 minutes, got a 7.1 on IMDb. Elio, an underdog with an active imagination, finds himself inadvertently beamed up to the Com universe. I'm not sure what that is. It's an interplanetary organization with representatives from galaxies far and wide. Mistakenly identified as Earth's ambassador to the rest of the universe, he starts to form new bonds with eccentric aliens while discovering who he's truly meant to be. Showtimes for this can be found at bishoptwintheater.com. More news can be found at sierrawave.net or on Facebook or Instagram at Sierrawave Media. Remember, since 1996, for nearly 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. And talking about the people who shape it, tune in to this week's episode of Skippable News, out now on YouTube.